Our topic today is very simple. Very short, simple word. But that means a lot in the journey of our lives, how it's going to play out. It is possible to go to college, to be well known in this, and to be serviceable in the house of the Lord, to be available unto Him. But one thing is very, very important. Even if we can see in the community, there is confusion, there is misunderstanding, the mighty are falling, things are not too clear, but children of God are rest assured, knowing that we know whom we believe, and we are not confused. Brethren, if the society that we are is confused, you as a child of God, you are not. And this is the direction we are reminding ourselves this afternoon as we hear the voice of God. From the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, in amplified version, with our topic to be focus on Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, in amplified version. Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on who? Jesus. Who is the author and the perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who, for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Focus on Jesus, brethren. This is the only reason why you will not be confused. If you're focusing on the news that is going around, if you're focusing on the noise that is going around, if you allow distraction in this end time, you will lose what you have, your confidence in the Lord. To focus simply means to concentrate. We are talking of believing in something and holding firm unto it. You focus on what you know that can sustain you, that means a lot, that is tangible. Whatever you focus at, brethren, it will become real to you. In this end time, you need to be mindful of what you're focusing at. Your focus will influence your life. Focusing on Jesus simply means believing in Him. And when we're talking of Jesus, we're talking of the Word of God. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in amplified version, the Bible says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word. And who is the Word? Christ. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God Himself. In short, what we are saying this morning is, forget about anything. Focus on the Word. Tell your neighbor, focus on the Word. In another word, focus on Jesus. That is what we are saying. The only thing that can sustain you, that can uphold you, that can cause you to go through challenges of this world, because anything else will fail, but the Word of God will stand forever. F- From this scripture that we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, simply focus on Jesus means to set your concentration to look steadily and intently on Jesus, taking him by his word. To set your concentration to look steadily and intently on Jesus, taking him by his word. Why Jesus? Why do we have to focus on Jesus? Why is it Jesus from the scripture that we read? The simple answer is, he is the author and what? The finisher. Everybody say author and finisher. Yeah, those two things are very, very important for us to take note. Because if somebody is saying to you, focus on me, you must know that he is capable of making things happen for you. Otherwise, he doesn't deserve your focus. Because from the meaning of what we said, it means to set your concentration. If you are to focus and set your concentration on something, it must worth it. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let me tell you, brethren, without Jesus, there is no faith. That's just it. Anything else we're doing, it baffles me. Today you see people talking, oh, I need to step up my faith. I need to step up my faith. I can't get this because I don't have faith. I can't get this because I don't have faith. We cannot get it because you want to have faith before you know Jesus. You cannot have faith without focusing on Jesus. No Jesus, no faith. Faith and grace came through him. He is the only one that brings our faith to maturity. If you want to make faith by yourself without focusing on Jesus, without knowing him, without believing his word, you will have man-made faith. And then nothing will work. You will think maybe God is partial sometimes. Because I see this is happening for this. It's not happening here. Check your faith. What's the basis of your faith? You focus on Jesus. He's the one that will make that faith to come. It is hard for us to experience the hand of God, the work of God, the promises of God, just because we are focusing on our man-made faith. We are disregarding, not focusing on the source of faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. It is through Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, brethren, through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessings he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive that promise, Holy Spirit, through faith. See the beginning? It is through Christ Jesus. It is through Christ Jesus. I didn't give you this before. Go to verse 23 of the same Galatians chapter 3. Verse 23. In New King James Version. Verse 23. But before faith came, listen to this, brethren. Before faith came, are you with me? Before faith came, so that will tell you faith is a person. Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. 24. Therefore, the law was our tutor. Who was our teacher then? The law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Verse 25. But after faith has come, Did you hear that? But after faith has come, and who is that? After faith has come, that is, after Jesus has come, we are no longer under I need to have faith. I need to have faith so I can receive, so my blessing can come. I can have the car that I want. I can buy a house. I can marry. I can. All you need is Jesus. And hold firm unto what he said. Because what he said comes from God. It doesn't come with his own word. Whatever you hear as the word from Jesus, the word of God, is the word of God. Jesus is the source of our faith. When you focus on him, then he will produce that faith in you. Did you hear me? When you focus on Jesus, that is when you focus on the word, when you focus on the word, brethren, when you focus on the word, your faith will begin to rise. Your faith will begin to grow. He will produce that faith in you. You have no effort other than to believe. Faith comes by hearing the story. Hearing what? The word. There is no other option how faith comes in you. There is no other option for you to develop your faith, to grow your faith, to be a person of faith. You need to constantly, continuously invest in your time, your focus, your attention, your concentration on the word, on the word, on the word. You are now going to see yourself becoming a person of faith. Anything else that you do to have faith is a man-made faith. It cannot work. When Jesus came, he changed the order of the requirement of the Old Testament. The order of the requirement of the Old Testament was, you have to do this before God will do this. Hallelujah. But when Jesus came, you don't have to do it. You just need to believe what Jesus did, then it is done. He is the one. From believing in what Jesus did, he will now make you to have it. Isn't it unfortunate that a lot of believers still wants to do? They want to do. God, this is too easy, too simple. Let me do some so that you can do this. What can you do? That is Old Testament. Tell your neighbor, wake up. What do you think you can even do? You think it's because of your 7 days fasting? You think it's because you are a worker in the house of the Lord? That is why you are blessed? That is why everything that is happening in your life is happening? No, sir. Go back to the drawing board and see what God has done through Jesus Christ, and focusing on it, accepting it, believing it, that is it. Let me tell you, you are blessed today. I'm not praying. You are blessed today because you believe in what Jesus has done. Sam, that is why you are blessed. About your health, you are blessed because you believe what his word says. Your marriage is functioning, is because you believe his word. Your children are prospering, is because you hold firm unto his word. You stand on it. You believe it. It's not because you woke up midnight every single day for the past 3 months. Hey! Then those that are not able to do that, they should come to you and hire you. Before God can do it for them? No, God doesn't work like that. You believe his word, it happens. Producing your own faith cannot work, brethren. But believing, focusing on him, produce the faith in you. That is why the Bible says, I, Victor, can do all things. True. Did you put it together? Through Christ. Who? So let's remove Christ then. Will you be able to do anything? We don't have everything we have because we do everything that we are to do. We have everything we have because Christ did it all. And once you tap into it, that is why you can sit and relax. You see some people, you look at them, Christianity, you want to be a Christian. But you look at some people, the way they are doing their own journey, Christianity, you'll be like, God, this is too much. God, seriously, this is, if it takes all this to really get things from you, God, man, this woman is trying. Brethren, Christianity is easy. Serving Jesus is fun. Oh, man. It is what? People will go to park and they will come back, they will say they had fun. Man, check the life of someone who believes in the word, someone who lives according to the word, someone who focuses on the word, someone who believes the word. Check out their lives without praying, without stressing, without anything. Just standing and believe. God, you said it. I believe that. And not just confessing it, but believing it and concentrating on it, disregarding what is going on around them. You begin to see things taking different shape, working on their behalf. You got to sit back and relax the God that you're serving. Focus on him, settles it. It's so amazing. Believers today, finding it difficult to love. You know why? They think they are the one that have to make it happen. Right? The Bible says I have to love everybody. Even though that woman doesn't deserve it. Pastor doesn't understand half of what I'm going through with. Relating with them. But I will love, Shah. You don't love. You don't love. Because love is not just greet me. Good money, good money. That is not love. That is not love. That is not love. Love is accepting that person as they are and relating with them with the love of Christ. You know why you will be able to love? Because he first loved you. The moment he first loved you and you received the love, he imputed that love in you. To now love will not cause you sweat. You will not make it. You will not have to rehearse it. It will flow naturally. Anything God wants us to do that he had instructed us to do, he knows we can do it if we focus on Jesus. That is why he told us, be holy, love your neighbor, pray for them. Some people still having it difficult to say, okay, we can't be holy. Holy, it's only God that is holy. How many of you are righteous here? Put your hands down. How many of you are holy? Now, I see some people change their mind. You know why they're thinking they're not holy? Because in the morning, they didn't greet you well. When they came, and they remember, oh, I've sinned. I'm not holy. It is not about you. It is about what he did. And focusing on what he did makes it happen for us. Today, because of our time, I will focus on just a story in the Bible for us to see and understand that living a fulfilled Christian life requiring focusing on Jesus. And it can happen to anybody, regardless of your background, whether you came from a Christian family or your name is John the Baptist, whatever the name is, it doesn't really matter. You focus on Jesus, you'll be able to live a fulfilled life. Come with me to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3. There is a story we're going to read, and we will take it one by one, because I want us to really understand the story of this lame beggar. In the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3, now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which is the night hour. Night hour is called 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is considered the night hour. So that day, wonderful day like that, Peter and John were going to the temple to pray. And guess what? There was a man who had been unable to walk from birth. He was being carried along whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Isn't that funny? The gate where they bring this man every single day is called Beautiful. But he never experienced Beautiful in his life. He never walked. You know what it is not to walk? That you have to depend on people to carry you. If they don't carry you, you can't get there. When they bring you there, you cannot move until when they carry you back. You know, some life is like that. Crippled life. No movement, no achievement, no independence. You can't do anything of your own. Depending on people to breathe, depending on people to live, depending on people's help, people's support all the time. I want to tell you, if there is a crippled life in this place today, focusing on Jesus will bring strength upon your ankle, upon your feet, and you will be able to experience the power of God, just like this man did. It takes something. Focus. How can you be brought to a place called Beautiful and your life is not reflecting it? They brought him that day, like they bring him every day. Do you know what? Not to be healed, but to what? To beg. What is your expectation? When you focus on Jesus, you will be able to see beyond now. Most of us, we only see here. We don't see beyond here. You will not be able to flow in the life that the Lord wants you to live if you cannot see beyond here. And you will be unable to see beyond here if you don't focus on the word. This man just wanted to beg for coins, not even paper bills. Brethren, can you imagine that? He wasn't looking for paper. You know, there is a difference between paper bills and coins. Let's read it. Verse 3. So when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began to ask them for what? Hey, change your focus. Your life will change. Your expectation will change. You need to fix your focus, brethren. We need to fix our focus. That is how we'll be able to live the life that he wants us to live. He was being brought not to be healed, but to beg for alms. He saw Peter and John, just like he always do. He asked them for coins. Verse 4. See what happened. But Peter and along with John stared at him intently. What did I call the meaning of focus? Concentrating. Intently and steadfastly. Peter, along with John, stared at him intently and said, look at us. Everybody say it. The word came out. Brethren, hear the word for your life and focus on it. That is all you need. If you don't focus, you will lose the power and the benefit of the word. You won't even hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. That is why to be attentive is important. When you are moving in the journey of life, pay attention to your environment. Don't just walk. Don't just wake up, shower, eat, go. Come, shower, eat, go. Come. Pay attention. Be sensitive. Hear the word. Receive the word. It comes when you can focus. It's important to hear the word. Peter, along with John, stared at him and they said, "Look at us. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only. Look at us. The word was released. The word was what? Look at us. Simple. The word was not do this 7 times. Do this 3 times. And now do this 4 times to all the 4 corners of the world. And then bend down and jump. Do it 21 times. This God must be thorough. That will make you to go through all this routine. See the word. Look at us. It's so simple for a man that was born crippled, that never walked in his life. You think all he will be expecting is just this simple? But that is how God is. All this man need in his life was released that day. Look at us. Say it with me. Look at us. Do you know a lot of time the word of God has come upon us, but because we did not pay attention, we did not hear it. Somebody can stand with you and be talking, you may not hear. You agree with me? Yeah. See, as we are here now, some people are not hearing. Are you hearing me? It is the word of God. What's the word? Say it with confidence. See what it said. It sent forth its word. And what happened? It sent forth its word and it healed them. We sing it. But we don't pay attention to what we sing. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the word, my healing. But we got to pay attention to it. We got to focus on it. We have to hold firm onto it. Verse 5. When Peter said the word, see the man, and the man began to what? That is the problem today. The man yielded. The man obeyed. The man acknowledged and responded. The man began to pay attention, number one. Number two, eagerly expecting to receive something from them. If we can put these two together today, our life will change. To yield, act based on the word that we receive and expect it. Those two must come together for it to happen. Not only to yield. Brethren, are you with me? Not only to yield to the word, you must eagerly, not just expect, eagerly expect. This man was like, if these people are telling me to focus on them and not to look at anybody else coming into this sanctuary today, I better do. I don't think they're giving me coins. They are giving me paper bills. Won't you feel like that? Imagine as we were all coming into the church, the beggar was there at the entrance, and 2 people came and said, look at us. we got you today. Just like what God is telling you now, I got you. I'm in charge. I'm able. I have all you need. Look, just focus your attention on not what is showing, not what you can see, not what they are saying. What I said, old farm. And the man obeyed. He avoided distraction. As people are coming with their beautiful clothes, whatever, and all that, good morning, this man refused to be distracted. We need to get to the point in our life whereby we will be determined and say, no, I refuse. But to hold on to what is said. But the question is, what have you heard? What have you heard? He began to pay attention. That is focus. Number two, he was eagerly expecting. See what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, in King James Version. For surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not what? Be cut off. What is your expectation then? This man was focusing, he yielded, then he began to have expectation. The Bible says eagerly expecting. He knows that today, this one that says I should look at them. Then as he was looking at them, he was expecting that you guys dip your hands into your pocket, bring it out. Praise the Lord. See verse 6. Verse 6. Go back. Act of Apostle. But Peter said, isn't that funny? Peter said, when he saw that the man was looking at them, eagerly expecting his usual expectation from people. Today, I want to take you from your usual expectation, brethren. I want you to dream big and see God is going ahead of you. See yourself. Who said you cannot lead? Who said you cannot be a director? Who said you cannot own it? Who said you cannot direct? Who said you cannot flourish? Who said you cannot prosper? It doesn't go by human qualification. It goes by who do you believe? What have you heard? Peter and John said to him, silver and gold I do not have, sorry, but what I do have, I give you in the name, in the authority, in the power of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Begin now to walk and go on walking. Not only stand up and walk, continue to walk. So it means when God do it, he doesn't hand it. God cannot put you in it and something takes you out or it's only temporary. No, when you do it, it's done and you will continue steadily. See present tense. Present tense and present continuous. Is there something like that? I mean, it was a bit small. Keep, now begin to walk and go on. Do you know what that means? Begin to walk. And not just that. Go on walking. It means a lot. I want you to see where we are right now and position your life in it. Begin to walk. And go on walking. God said something in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Behold, behold. I'm telling you the word of God. Behold, listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. You know what that new thing is? You will walk and you will continue to walk. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? Can you see it? I will put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. It takes only God to do that. That is why it is important that when you hear the word of God, you must act. When you act, you know what happened? You activate the hand of God. That's it. Your action, your reaction, your response to the word of God activate the hand of God. Did you hear me? Yes. What makes the hand of God to descend, to be in action, in full force, is your reaction to his word. It is not prayer. Lord, I want to see your hand. I want to see your hand. I want to see your hand. It doesn't go like that, brethren. What will make you to see the hand of God is you get up and do the word. He told Moses, why are you calling me? Tell the Israelite to move on. Guess what? To what? Move on into what? What? Into the Red Sea. You think it's just that easy? Why are you calling me? Tell them to move on. What is in your hand? You have it already. You don't need me. I've given you all you need. See, as you're sitting down, you have all the potentials in you. You have all the deficits of God in you. But you don't see it because you haven't heard the word. When you hear the word, you need to get up. You need to get up, not just shouting. No, act it. Faith without works is dead. You can be there forever and be praying. Lord, I have faith. You know that. I believe in you. You are my sufficiency. You are my helper. You are my comforter. You are a story you are saying, brethren, you need to get up. Get up and do accordingly. Because when you do the word, you will see his hand. When you do the word, you will see his hand. When you do the word, you will see his hand. Then you will be able to stand and sing. The hand of God is strong. The hand of God is strong. The hand of God is strong indeed. The hand of God is strong. When Moses was calling him, because the Egyptians were coming and the Red Sea in front of them, there is wall and wall left and right. Moses was like, God, what do we do here? God said, no, lift up what you have in your hand, the rod of Jesse. Lift up Jesus in your life. The man lifted up the rod. Immediately the rod was lifted. Red Sea did not see the rod. Red Sea see the hand of God. And it's like, Master, I bow down. It parted instantly. As for a man born with flesh and water and blood and whatever, you can demonstrate the hand of God in your life by focusing on the word. Focusing on the word brings in, release in upon your life the manifestation of the hand of God. Hallelujah. Verse 7. After Peter released the word, you know what happened? Then he seized the man's right hand. Peter jumped right there with a firm grip and raised him up. Are you kidding me? This is the word of God. The hand came because the man yielded to the word. The hand of help came upon him because he couldn't have done it by himself, but because he yielded to the word of God, he listened and he was looking at them and he was eagerly expecting those two things, very, very important. When you consider those two things, brethren, I'm telling you, you will usher in the hand from above to help for your situation. The hand came to help the man. They pull him up and at once, this is man that has never walked in his life. His feet and his ankles, read it with me, became strong and steady. See the hand of God. Divine help will come. He knows you cannot do it without him. But you need to yield to his word. You need to focus on His word. You need to believe His word. You need to pay attention to the word. When the hand of God is revealed, there is instant miracle. You too will experience strong and steady, just like we had it. The man began to walk. You see the fulfillment of the word. He began to walk that day. Very strange and funny. This man had never entered into the synagogue, into the temple. Do you know that day, because now he's able to walk, he entered. For the first time. This is what the hand of God can do. For the first time in your life, you can experience what no one in your family had ever experienced. For the first time in your life, you can experience what has never happened to anybody around you. Just because you believe, you hold firm, you're focusing on the word. This man was able to get to a place he had never been to in his life. I want you to consider your life and see the hand of God taking you to places that no one can ever imagine you can get to. But this is what the hand of God can do. You need to begin to see yourself flourishing in the will of God. This is what no one can do, but the hand of God can do it in your life. This man began to jump. He never jumped in his life. This man began to walk. He never walked in his life. He followed them into the temple. He'd never been there before. But that day was his first day, just because he yielded. He acted according to the word. I want to challenge you today. Have you heard his word? Get up and do it. Stay focused on it. The word will change the situation around for you. It is able. And guess what? When you read it well, go home and read it to verse 10. He began to praise God. Where was he before? Does he understand what praising God means? He never praised God in his life. And you know what? Please go to verse 10. Something happened that I want to bring our attention to verse 10. Immediately, this man entered the temple with them and jumping and walking and singing and praising God. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. People said they recognized him as what? As the beggar. They recognized him as the beggar who usually sat begging for coins at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement and were mystified at what had happened to him. They will recognize you. When they see you in a different level, when they see you in a different position, when they see you in a different look, my brother, they will recognize you. I will know you. They will call you by that old name. But guess what? You have a new name. He was a beggar, but now he's a child. Now a child of God. Now he's working. He's doing what others are doing, what he never experienced before in his life. The word of God is your sufficiency. It pays to invest in it. It pays. It's worth it to invest in it. As I'm closing, verse 1 of that Hebrew that we read, things we need to work on that can affect our distraction. Because the devil is so smart. The Bible says he is very subtle. He knows what to do. He will go to the source of your faith and distract you so that you can miss it. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, who by faith have testified to the truth of God, absolutely. Now, see the word. Stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin. So weight and sin are two totally different things. This is what we have to watch now. Weight and sin that is so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. Have you seen the people that runs? You see, some of them can even be naked, right? They don't wear jacket. They don't wear stuff. You know why? They want to take off as many weight as possible so that they can do what? Run very well. To run, to focus, and to stay focused require taking off anything that can cleverly and easily entangles you and sin. I want to challenge you today, get rid of frustration. Get rid of lukewarmness. Get rid of anger. Don't focus just on sin. I don't steal money. I don't do this. I don't do that. But you are lazy. Get rid of it. Laziness can distract you from focusing on the word. Because when you are lazy, you won't even be able to check the word. You will do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes. Tomorrow, God, you understand. I did double today. When tomorrow comes, it will always be tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. God wants us to focus on his word because he wants our life to change. Check music that you listen to. These are the things that can shape and reshape your life. Check what you listen to, because unconsciously you will begin to repeat the same thing. You will see yourself moving and dancing to what you don't even know the meaning, that you don't even know what they are saying. But because you are listening to it all the time, then consciously you found yourself in it. Surround yourself with brethren that can cause you and enable you to grow. Do not, Hebrews 10:25, do not forsake the gathering of others. These are little things that we don't pay attention to, but will help us to stay focused. By the time we do 2020 Youth Sunday, I want to see a lot of these youth having a company of themselves. Youth, say amen. Becoming landlord as well. Say amen. Having their own establishment and hiring people. They are able to because through Christ that strengthens them. If you are the one, say amen. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Bow down your heads. Talk to God.